whatever another man has, including your father and yours and children. You have not seen fathers who eat and don't give their children to eat. And there's no court of law you take them to. Nigeria promised you good life. Are they giving you good life? Can you take the president to court? Nigeria promised us education. In fact, free. But today, is there free education? The answer is no. It is by grace. God has his grip. Hear me and hear me well. God has his grip on you through his grace. You have your own grip on God through your faith. And if your faith is in order, thanksgiving and praise will not be a difficult thing to give to God every time. Because even what has not been done, your faith will tell you, God, who did this small one for me, will do the bigger one tomorrow. And because of that, joy well out of you. And then thanksgiving proceeds. And then praise also proceeds. There is power in returning back to God in praise, or with praise and thanksgiving. There's enormous power in it. There are a lot he will do for you and do for the blessing that you received. There's nothing God didn't do when we were little and small and we were very happy and dancing. No, mighty, even when dust was covering us in the church, we were all dancing. We were coming neat and go out dirty because of dust. The church had no floor, but we didn't reduce our praises. We didn't reduce our thanksgiving. All those has a place in God's heart. So those who envy us today didn't know how we started. This has never been by power or by mind, but we learn how to return to God with thanksgiving and with praise. You must learn this. You want to go far in life, learn to tell him thank you. Even where there are visible issues in your life that God has not really attended to. Because if a man is alive, there is hope for him. And the greatest gift any man can receive from God is the gift of life. So if you are living, you owe God thanks. You owe God praise. We have returned this morning to tell God what? Thank you. We have been praising him since Monday. Today, the seventh day. And we have not made any request from him since Monday. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. It is God we thank you. We have been dancing and sweating before him and thanking him for what he has done for us. Not because there are no needs. But can I tell you? Thanksgiving is application for what? For more. When you praise him, you are telling him, Lord, I'm praising you. Look at the area you have not done or that have a need. Please attend to it. And God Almighty, he knows that those needs are there. We must learn to return to God in praise and in thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So your ability to always return back to God in praise and thanksgiving is the one that commit God to your need that has not been met. You saw the king. You saw all of us about his six children, Monday to Saturday. They didn't know the need of the king. But thank God for Sunday. Sunday came and said, no, I will praise the king. And the king was motivated. The king was happy. Always give God thanks. You must never take God's help, God's kindness, his act of goodness in your life for granted. Never. God is kind, don't take his kindness for granted. How do you take it for granted? By not appreciating him. By always complaining and pointing out to what has not been done. Remember that leper. The state of his leprosy before he was cleansed. He was an outcast. He had no possession on earth. Nobody, he was also not married. All of them were not married. Because nobody will give his children. Today in the north, I see that even Kuturu are getting married. Where may I come from? It's an abomination. They don't even live in the community with people. They are outcasts. I don't know why. But even when Miriam also was struck with leprosy, God told Moses, cast her in the booth for 7 days. That means even God approved them living in the bush. But he did not come to Jesus and said, now that you have healed me, you know, say, I don't get why. I don't get this. I don't get this. I don't have that. I don't have this. He didn't look at what he did not have. But he looked at what God had done for him. He came prostrating himself on the floor. The Bible says he worshiped God. He came to Jesus and lied to his face to the ground to give him praise. God is interested in us returning with praise and with thanksgiving. The goodness of God and the kindness of God are part of his grace that he used to grip mankind. And we connect back to him through our faith when we return in thanksgiving. We must always return in thanksgiving. God is not giving you victory. What we are celebrating in Hakka is not victory. We are not celebrating victory here. We are celebrating triumph. What do I call it? Triumph. This is a triumphant church. And let me explain to you. Victory means that you are engaged in the battle. In other words, you fought. You did something. Your effort is needed. To get every victory you have, your effort is needed. But when you triumph, you are not even aware there is a battle. God fought the battle for you and just caused you to triumph. Just see things working for you. I'm not saying go and don't work, be a lazy man. No. I am telling you that it's not the human effort that brought us to where we are. It is the hand of God. We are celebrating triumph, not victory. I've shared this story with you when we were in school. And some of my friends, at least one man, we call him Obafo. He can read for 23 hours in a day. He doesn't sleep. I have not seen him sleeping. But he didn't graduate school. He was withdrawn for bad failure. Just saw his name on the, I think, either 200 level or so. Just saw his name, withdrawn for bad failure. He carried over all the paper in 100 level, all, including his name. You know what I'm saying? They wrote there, his name also is carried over because the spelling was wrong. It's not how much you put in. As some of us who go to village outreach every weekend as students, weekend we are never in school. Friday after closing, we are off. You free test or anything or lecture on Saturday, you are wasting your time. We have never been there. But we never had one. That is triumph. What do I call it? That is what? Triumph. There are people who don't sleep in the night the way you sleep. Because they are afraid of something. All night, every night. Fasting for no reason. They are just afraid that something evil will happen. They live like Job. Job 1 verse 5. He was making sacrifice for his children. He said, in case they have committed sin, who told him? And 3:25, he said, the things I was afraid of, suddenly do what? They came upon him. Everything was trying to labor over. Satan destroyed all of them. You must learn to celebrate God. When you celebrate God, God calls you to triumph. The church is a triumphant church. I don't care who is fighting here. Who is fighting anybody here? I don't care who is fighting our vision, our mission here. But can I tell you, there is a God that calls us. There is a God in heaven who never allow us to feel it. We never feel it. We never feel it. Many people have come to me and say, Bishop, we don't like you. We don't like what we are doing. So what am I doing? You say, you left us behind. And I said, when we came here, we didn't come with anybody. I didn't hold anybody's hand here, except my wife and my children. He said, you don't even look at us. Only you just building. You are just, our building just going up. I just laugh. I said, I'm not the one building. I'm only a supervisor. The person building, you can't see him. Tell him to build for you. So whether such people who are bold enough to come and meet me, all of those people didn't come. Hey, I have told you before that if you are a child of God and nobody envies you, you are not making progress, you are not succeeding. You know what that message? Huh? That you are saved to live a what? An envious life. A life that is different from others. A life that attracts envy. Our covenant fathers were envied in the Bible. They pursued Isaac. A whole nation gathered and said, no, you are more than us. Leave us alone. If war break out, only you will conquer a nation. Say, you are too great. One man. We are not less than our father Isaac. And are we less than our father Abraham? Glory be to God. God will take you to your next level. Your next level of glory. In the name of Jesus. Luke 17 and verse 17 to 19. Returning in praise. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10, please? But where are the 9? Let me tell you, everything God did for you, he has record. You are the one who is forgetting, but God is not forgetting. God keeps record. The day he sent his angel on your way, when you are on the road traveling, to avoid an accident, he keeps the record. The day you call on him and he answers you and give you peace over that issue, you have forgotten, but he has the record. So say, they were 10 yesterday. Where are the remaining 9? Only one came. Some have even abandoned God, not remembering where God picked them from. I remember where God picked me from on a daily basis. In this service, I'll be turning again for Thanksgiving service. I'll be giving God thanks, as I normally do every month. Every last Sunday of the month, I must return to thank God. Nobody has called me for anything this year in the church. As pastor, please come. Oh. Hey, pastor, this one has happened to me. Oh. That's why we don't have calamities here. Are there not 9 cleans? I mean 10. Where are the other 9? Let's go. There are no found that return to give glory to God, save these strangers. Yes, verse 19, sir. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has what? Has made thee whole. You want the perfection of your blessing, return back to God in thanksgiving. Return back to God in testimony. Let others help you to celebrate God for what he has done for you. If you have life, you have everything. I know you want your business to expand. You want great contracts. But the little that show you, have you thanked him for it? You're always complaining. Oh, whoa, too. Money is not enough. You always want more. Why can't you just sit down and thank God and reflect back on what God has done for you and thank him? That is the only way you can perfect what he's doing in your life. It's not by prayer and fasting. It is. Many Christians know how to pray and fast. They never know how to thank God. In other words, they have thanked God to be used by them. God no longer use them as a used man. They are the one using God. They remember God only when they are in need and they go to heaven. They declare fasting. They declare all night. They do all this. You will just wear your life out for nothing. There's a cheaper way of living. And living, not just living, but living a colorful life is a life of thanksgiving and praise. You look fresh. You look healthy. Your spiritual antennas will be active, receptive to heavenly signals. You hear God clearer and better. Also, the power to obey the word also is given to you. You live a better Christian when you are full of thanksgiving and praise. The church is a church of praise. Everybody knows, we don't only play with praise here. We don't only play with thanksgiving. It's our food. It's the one we return back to God to eat. We refuse to eat that one. It's the only offering we have to give to Almighty. You want your blessing perfected. And when I mean perfected, I mean continuous growth. Repeated blessing. You want to enjoy God? Keep blessing you. Keep blessing you. Keep showing you mercy. Let me tell you, your return in praise. There are many things that took place in this church, especially when this building was under construction, that can never be human ideas. Never. Just tap me in the night. Do this. Do this. Do this. I approach this thing this way. And when I put my hand inside it, no stress. If I wake up in the night to do anything, it's my own that I want to wake up and pray and thank Him. It's not because of any challenge or any trouble in life. And all of you who have been here in the church, you have known that even you too don't have challenge. The devil have been carrying people around. They have never entered anybody's cell. And they will never enter your house. Because there is a God in heaven that protects. Let's give Him what He wants. Thanksgiving and what? And praise. I have not said you should not pray, you should not fast. You just announced a 3-day dry fast here in this coming month. So we fast there a lot. But can I tell you? Praise. Praise. When you pray, God send angel. He will never come down because you are fasting and praying. He show us an example in Daniel. Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days. But the best God could send was angel. The archangel Michael to come and deliver him. Yet, devil still heard his blessing. But when you praise, he come down himself. Psalm 22 verse 3. He said, I, God, inhabit the praise of my people, Israel. I dwell in it. I live in it. He does not, because he will never share his glory with anybody. Praise is giving God glory. Thanksgiving is giving God glory. He won't send angels to represent him. He will come down himself. It has been 50 years of glory. 50 years of amazing grace. What else will God do for us that He has not done? Or to make us happier now that He has not done? There's nothing. That's the way I see life. And that's where I see my call. And that's the way I approach it. Just giving God thanks. Just smiling and dancing. When nobody's beating me, he's beating drum. Return always in thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So perfecting your blessing is through praise and through thanksgiving. When you form this habit of always returning to God in praise, in thanksgiving, in testimonies before God's people, and telling God and telling them what God had done for you, it's not a show, it is also a means of returning all the glory to God. Then everybody join you to thank God. As some have done this morning, and we have joined God, we have joined them to thank God. It's part of returning glory to God. Many were alive last year, and this year they are dead. Some of them are younger than these two, than this couple. Glory be to God. Somebody's marriage yesterday, other than that 1 year, there are people that need to stay 6 months in their marriage, and everything is scattered. So if you are seeing your marriage, why can't you thank God? You think because you are a good man, a good woman, who told you? The last time you spoke to your husband, the devil can mislap it on him, and will send her out of his house, or pack out for you. You say nobody can chase you out. He can chase himself. But he didn't even consider what you have said. God didn't allow him to read many. God shut down the devil from whispering to him or whispering to her. You should thank God. I know that your job is very small. Your what you are earning is meager. But thank God you have something. If they sack you from that place today, you will feel it. Because you have never thanked God for that small salary. See how much they're paying me in this hard economy. How much is my income? Some of you will even open your eye and insult your employer. You say, don't use me as a slave. Why won't they pay me? You are not grateful. There are people praying to be to sit down your seat and do what you are doing and even earn less. I mean, you use all your life to pursue money and I ask you, where is the money? How much do you have in your account? How much do you have at home? How much do you have in your pocket? I'm still right there. What have you done with money? Where is the house? Where is the car? Where your children are paying their school fees in university? Some are in primary, you cannot pay well. But you will not give your time to God. One way to appreciate God and give him praise and thanksgiving is to yield your life to him. Give your time to God. Don't be a Sunday Christian. Anytime you say, it's my work, this is my work. Ah, brother. Madam, you are not appreciating God. You are gradually taking God for granted. I met a man who had no time to rest. Always busy. I'm making millions of naira. 1 week sickness. How many weeks? 1 week. When he woke back to life after 1 week and saw himself in the hospital because he collapsed. They took him there. And at first, doctor confirmed him dead. They start calling people to come and pray. So I was one of them that went there. And after they say, no, he's in coma. They thank God. Coma is better than dead. Not so? There's hope. When he came back to life, and his pastor asked him, assuming you have died, all the money you have made for yourself that God never enjoyed, who will have spent it for you? The man started crying on the bed. And that's how some Christians live. They are just living for the mundane things of this life. I want to build a house. Good, you must build a house. I want to drive a car. You must drive a car. I want to marry. Yes. Train my children. Yes, I train my own too. But can I tell you, it must never be at the expense of God. When it becomes an expense on God, you are not appreciating him. You are taking God's kindness and goodness in your life for granted. You don't want your blessing perfected. It's very simple to keep flowing in prosperity, to keep flowing in blessing, to keep flowing in favor. Just keep returning. Keep returning. When God bless you, give his own to him. When he didn't bless you, go and turn back to him with thanks. And say, Lord, I thank you because last week you blessed me. Even though it does not come this week, it will come next week. You have already prayed. You have applied for more. And God will give you the more you apply for. That's how it works. Always learn to return with praise. These 7 days, this week, from Monday to now, that I'll be coming every day, including yesterday, we're here. We are returning to tell God what? Thank you. We knew how we started. We knew where we began from. We knew how it was. When there was no microphone, when there was nothing, only our hands, and yet, even at that time, we are still doing 30 minutes praise with heavy dancing. No instrument. God looked at those, and said, ah, these people can praise me without anything. What if I give them instruments? What would they do? Sir, ma, in your low estate, give God praise. He will still elevate you. He will say, if this guy has nothing, and still recognize me like this, if I put money in his hand, if I place him in a good position, he will still remember me. Why men don't get promoted, lifted, is because they always take God for granted. May Almighty God bless you. May He lift you up. When you are healed, your healing leaves you with scar. How many of you have been wounded before? I was a farmer in my village. If I open my leg for you, you will see wounds there, all over. My daughter used to ask me that day, why all this scar? I said, not fun. Sometimes it's cold. When you want to do hold like this, don't knock on your leg. And blood come out, you carry sand, cover them. Walk continue. It leaves you with scar. Am I correct? But when you are cleansed, when you are cleansed, the way that man was cleansed, it leaves you without scar. The remaining 9 lepers who didn't return, they will always be known that they once had what? Leprosy. Their fingers that were chopped were still there. But this man won't grow, become snail like human being. If he meets with people, you will never have known that this man has gone through this problem before. That's what thanksgiving does for you. You may have scar over your life, your past relationships, even your businesses. But when you are full of thanksgiving, God cleans those scars away. Make it look like you have never failed before. You have never been in need before. You have never been poor before. It's like they burn you with silver spoon. How many please rise up?